Welcome to Challenging Climate, a podcast where we discuss the science, technology, and politics of climate change. I'm Jesse Reynolds, an environmental policy expert.
And I'm Pete Irvin, a climate scientist. Each episode, we bring in a guest with a unique perspective and deep expertise on climate change and put challenging questions to them.
This is a short micro episode without a guest. We're here to let you know that we are taking a break. This will be our last output for a few months as we take the summer off. We'll come back in October, where we plan to shift into a monthly format.
Yeah, we now have a little bit of a back catalog. I think it's 38 episodes total. So in the meantime, you might want to explore this. We thought it'd be nice just to highlight a couple of our favorite episodes so far. I'll start off. I really enjoyed our conversation with Patrick Brown and Patrick Brown's writings more generally. He's a commentator at the Breakthrough Institute and a climate scientist with a meteorology background. And I think, like us, he comes at climate change critically, but respectfully. He understands this is a serious issue, but he's quite critical of some of the ways that people in the community, or some people in the community, exaggerate or go beyond what can be reasonably supported by the science to make a point, to try and persuade. And he pushes back on that. And I think that has a similar spirit to some of what we try to do with this podcast.
I'll second that view. He works with the Breakthrough Institute, which can sometimes be a bit of a lightning rod within the climate change community, coming under some pushback. But I think that Breakthrough in general, and Patrick specifically, play an important role as the occasional necessary reality check for a community that can always run the risk of becoming somewhat isolated and self-referential, as well as letting the political objective sometimes obscure inconvenient facts.
Well, another episode I really enjoyed recording was just very recently was with Emma Maris. I really enjoyed Emma Maris's two books, The Rambunctious Garden, How Do We Live and Manage in a World Where We Play Such a Substantial Role? She focuses on nature conservation and the attitudes and approaches to it, and takes a really sort of deep philosophical think about it and comes up with some interesting perspectives and pushes back against some common perspectives. And we also talked about her latest book, Wild Souls, which, rather than looking at sort of managing ecosystems and more broadly and species broadly, focuses in to think about the responsibilities we have to individual animals, you know, asking tricky questions like, to what extent is it okay to poison and kill millions of rats for the sake of saving a rare species of bird? Another kind of similar issues that get thrown up when you're trying to protect nature, protect species, you know, to what extent can we sacrifice animals on that altar? It's a really interesting book, and it was a great conversation.
Both of her books are indeed excellent, and I read Rambunctious Garden some years ago, and it did have an influence on me thinking about the relationship of humans to the natural world more broadly, to the extent that we have some sort of an obligation to steer certain systems into directions that can be, you know, there's not always unanimous agreement, of course, on where they should go, and these processes need to be socially negotiated. But it's not simply a matter of stepping back and letting nature take its course. That often ends up in points where we don't want to go. And of course, such decisions, such as, for example, the conservation of biodiversity and endangered species, are likewise not as clear-cut ethically, scientifically, and in terms of policy as may appear at the beginning. One of the episodes that I enjoyed most recording, and especially actually preparing for, was with a journalist. Andy Revkin has been covering climate change for about as long as it's been a scientific issue. He's published at a number of outlets, and we recorded a conversation with him a couple months ago. You can find it as episode number 30. And just simply his length of experience of watching the climate issue evolve, both in terms of policy and in terms of the political dynamic, gives him an uncommon perspective, an uncommon amount of knowledge. And of course, he deeply cares about climate and environment. I'm sure he'd consider himself an environmentalist, but he's not afraid to criticize his allies in as much as a journalist has allies. And that's made for an interesting career.
Yeah, and I think it was interesting discussing with him the evolution of his thinking, as well as the evolution of the technologies by which he communicates his findings, his thoughts to people. And I think, I mean, some of the same steps he's gone through mirror some of the same steps I've gone through in my thinking. You know, you sort of start off with the common narrative on climate change. You know, it's just a matter of telling people about it and they'll change the way they live and it's easy peasy. But talking about the trade-offs at every step, the inconvenient truths, the difficult parts of the problem, I think it was great kind of running through all that with him and fantastic conversation.
And if I were to dig a bit deeper into our back catalog, going back to episode 14, which I guess would be about a year ago now, we spoke with Nils Gilman. And in a way, I guess what he brings to the table is the opposite of Andy Revkin, in that Nils is sort of on the edge of the climate change issue. He, of course, follows it and writes about it, but he writes about a number of issues around culture and technology and change and politics. So he is able to analyze and describe climate change politics with something of the view of a sympathetic outsider. And we spoke about a couple of different things. One is the risk of climate politics forming something of a strange alliance, Baptist and bootleggers sort of politics, with right-wing politics, especially on issues of immigration. And we also talked about the intersection of climate change and security.
Yeah, I think his article, where I first came across him, Avocado Politics, which dealt with this rise of ecofascism would be the far extreme of it, but the rise of an awareness of the seriousness of ecological and climate issues among the right, and the fact that they don't necessarily then reach the same conclusion as the left when they start thinking about these issues. They reach quite different conclusions and potentially quite dark conclusions about what the nature of climate change means for how society should change and adapt. So yeah, it's a really interesting conversation, and Nils is a really interesting thinker, so well worth following on Twitter and elsewhere. So that's it. That was our little brief recap of a few episodes that we really enjoyed. I hope you've enjoyed listening. We're going to take a break now, when we're going to be back in October, when we'll move to a slightly more relaxed pace of an episode every month. Thanks for listening, and see you then.
Thanks for listening to Challenging Climate.
Well, thanks for listening. Please rate or review us on Apple Podcasts and elsewhere, and consider supporting us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/challengingclimate.